I've never been into it when I was back in Nigeria, because where I was born, but I just didn't know about it because I was just too busy being a kid. But when I came to school here in England back in October 2000, the first thing we'll go into was cross country, because back in school, it's all about cross country. I loved cross country until it got hard. And I said, no, I'm going to switch over to the track and field. And I went to athletics and I found 400. And then I got bored of 400. And then I switched into pole vault. And me going to pole vault was me walking off to do my 100 meters. Then I saw a pole lying down. I saw a bunch of kids jumping. So I went and grabbed the pole, jumped. And one of my coach was shouting at me, saying, don't do that without a coach. And I said, I'm sorry. Then the next day, next time in the session, he called me and I started coaching me. That's when I became 400 meters runner, pole vaulter. And then I just spread my talent to every single event and see where I best fit most. Then I can decide what I want to do. But then it worked out that I was average at everything. So I chose to do octathlon, heptathlon and decathlon. And just moved on from there.
I say you got into decathlon then. Yeah. So I wonder how athletes choose, let's go for decathlon. So that's what you've specialised in it. And it's paying off, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely 100% paying off. I mean, when I first did it, obviously it's not, oh, I'm going to be decathlete for my career. No, I just took it on. My best friend said to me, you seem to be average at everything. Thing. Why don't you just give it one go and see if you like it? I entered one of the competitions. I liked it. I came third, but I wasn't the best, but I came third at the age group I was in. The way I looked at it, it was like, if you don't like it, just keep doing it because it just keeps you busy. Decathlon is a thing where you're like a family. Like I keep saying, it's a family, you know, you help each other out in everything you do. So I enjoyed the competition, decathlon. I enjoyed it because you have more to do. I'm not the kind of guy where I would go to a club meet and do one event. I would get bored, then wait for the whole day to do really. No. So when I go to club meet competition, I choose my event and whatever is left, I just put my name in and say, I'll do that too, just to keep myself busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we mentioned it's paying off. It certainly is. Six, you're ranked in the UK now.
Yeah.
National decathlon record, 7,252 points, which the record was there for 14 years before you broke it.
Yeah, it's a big honour to say that you're actually a national record holder in two different disciplines. It's not the biggest points you can score. It's not the biggest height you can jump, but to have a record under your belt is a big enough achievement, and all you can do now is go up from there.
Oh, how do you balance your training, competing and your army career? Because you obviously have to train a lot to be able to do a decathlon.
I don't know. Like, it's not an easy thing to do, but if you have the right support and the right people behind your back, it makes life a lot more easier in terms of training and fixing work together. I mean, I'm just unfortunate and very, very lucky to have the people behind my back. Like, my commanding officer was the first person to bring me into battalion from 7th Company. And from that day on, I've never really looked back, because the moment I got into battalion was the moment my army athletics career started. And when they noticed that I was good enough, they gave me the opportunity to go and try and train full-time and see where I can go from there on. And because I've achieved so much and I've not been dropping standards, my standards have been going up and up and up, they've not literally called me back and say, yeah, go back to work, you know, carry on. You just literally carry on doing what you're doing. And that's what you need. You know, you want to be a full-time athlete at the same time you want to be doing a soldiering work. If I have to do my job, obviously everybody knows that soldier comes first. You know, that is your job. You do your work first before any other thing. But right now, they don't need me. I'm just focused on athletics and I'm training full-time. I got the support from Taz. I have gym, I have physio, I have nutrition, I have psychologists, I have the whole bunch all together. It was hard to start with, but now it's becoming a lot easier.
Yeah, you got all that backup facility within the army, and now you're preparing to head off to Nigeria and hopefully get a place at the Commonwealth Games next year.
Yes, totally. That is my biggest aim this year and next year. Everybody wants to go to the highest level they can go to in any sports they do. I've achieved one of them, which is going to the African Games 2015. My next aim now is Commonwealth Games, then the Olympics, Tokyo 2020. All of that's going to come into place, but you have to take it one step at a time. I've qualified for the African Championship. The next step is Commonwealth Games. Just go there, do what you have to do and try and qualify. Do as much points as you can get.
Literally, you're heading off beginning of December and you're out in Nigeria for 2 or 3 months, aren't you, to prepare for the trials and then get ready for the games, which is April in Australia.
Yeah, definitely 100%. That's the aim. Me and my coach have sat down, we've worked it out that because the national trial is going to be early this year in February, we don't have time to just focus. We don't have time to start winter late. So the moment I did my last competition this season, we just went straight into winter training. So I started my winter training very early so that come December, I'm going to be in Nigeria and it's going to be hot. We'll switch the program around to speed, power and just explosiveness and just try and get myself in that competition spirit and, you know, just attack every single session I do just to get me ready for that competition, you know. Gold Coast, that's my aim.
Decathlon's not the easiest discipline within the world of athletics. It's 10 different sports. Anything can happen over those 2 days, really. Unlike if you're just training for the 100 metres, you know you've got the speed, but you've got so many different disciplines to train for.
Yeah, definitely. They call it jack of all trades. I don't know why, but you know, it says it with the word decathlon, 10 events, 2 days. Like rightfully say that it's not the easiest event you can do, because not everything will go your way. Never. It has never gone somebody's way in every single event, you know, no matter what, no matter how good you are. Even as a sprinter or as a long jumper, one day or another, you're going to have bad days and good days. In the decathlon, in every decathlon competition you do, something is bound to go wrong. But it's how you carry yourself and how disciplined you are to just put that back behind you and focus on the next event. You know, it takes a lot of courage and discipline to do all that kind of stuff.
Sounds like you are in the right mindset for it. And 2017 has been a great year for you, because you're inter-services champion over many different disciplines, and culminated in being awarded the Sportsman of the Year at the Army Sports Awards.
I was very, very surprised. I mean, 2015, I ran so well. I was in top shape. Like, literally, you know, I felt it. You know, I've never felt in shape before, but I felt it 2015. 2016 was a downhill because I got injured in so many different places. I was just injured, just put me back, but I still competed. I was still okay. But 2017, because I didn't do so much work in 2016, I didn't think I was going to achieve what I've achieved so far. But then coach always believed that, you know, what the all the work you've put in the last 2 years is always going to still be in you. It's just now that you just have to go and just, you know, execute all each event and just do what you have to do. And I did that, and I came out with a big surprise, a national record, a big PB, and I'm a Sportsman of the Year. What more can you ask for? You know, I wasn't expecting it, but I got it, and I'm very, very happy. And it's a massive big thanks to everyone that's been behind me and supportive.
Well, congratulations on that award, and just want to wish you all the best then with Nigeria, with the trials, and hopefully you do make that Commonwealth Games. We'll be keeping an eye on it next year. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. It's a good pleasure being here.